You can't really look inside the human brain.
And in your case, who knows what we'd find?
But we can see where the thinking takes place in your PC, in the microprocessor.
Let's say you ask your PC for a file. Your hard drive sends data to RAM and then onto the microprocessor.
Sometimes we make it easy and just call it the processor.
Thanks. The processor is the brain that handles the actual work, forming words, creating graphics, and so on. In many PCs, the processor gets help for certain jobs. A math coprocessor, for instance, may do the heavy arithmetic.
Or the video board may have a special chip to handle the graphics of Windows software. But just what is this processor?
Well, several types are in use today. Older computers have processors made by the Intel Corporation, named the 8088 and the 286.
These chips seem very slow to us now.
Chances are the PC you're using right now is powered by at least an Intel 386 processor.
And don't forget about memory. Memory?
I get it. Organizing memory is one of your processor's biggest jobs. In fact, the 386 was the first chip that could handle memory for complex new operating systems like Windows and OS 2.
A newer chip, the 486, tops the 386 with special new math circuits and with an added memory buffer to hold code in reserve.
But time marches on. The newer Pentium processor is faster still. Instead of one arithmetic logic unit, or ALU.
Oh, brother, that's the part of a processor that executes code.
The Pentium has two ALUs, so it can perform two operations at the same time.
But wait, there's more!
The PowerPC processor has the advantage of using less power, making it a popular choice for portable PCs.
It's actually called a RISC chip, for Reduced Instruction Set Computing. That makes it not only use less power, but it runs leaner and meaner. And that's what I'd call risky behavior.